playing, man. You're about to go live. Cut your phone on vibrate. Your phone off. Laughing and playing too much. Now, about business.
Last few here. Last few hits.
Now, now we the CEOs of this shit.
CEOs, writers, producers, directors.
What's up?
Everything.
All that. Concessions. we got snacks. We do concessions. We do all of that for last few hits.
It's a vending machine right outside the stew. Right outside the motherfucking stew. Osama Ben Draco, what's happening, my boy?
What's happening?
Man, good. Glad to be alive. Let's jump right into it, bro.
Oh, sound like you got something on your mind.
I got something on my mind.
Hold on then. Okay, go ahead.
Hoochie Daddy short season. Who started it first?
We did.
Let's just throw that out there. Before it became, if you've been down with last few hits, we've been talking about thighs out the past year.
What's up?
And we need our credit.
It's a wave now.
We need our, it's the thing now.
And I'm with it. You know, well, we've been with it.
We started it.
My boy woke up with something on his heart.
Huh? The thigh been out.
Why you always got to raise yours up like that, though?
What you mean?
Huh?
What you mean?
Why you always got to raise yours?
What you mean? How you supposed to do it?
They're supposed to already be right there, though. They're supposed to already be right there.
Yeah.
You know,
on certain shorts.
Supposed to be, on certain, okay.
Yeah, this isn't those.
Yeah, those ain't those.
I'm in the house. I ain't outside.
Okay, you're in the house, you're outside.
I'm in the house, regular shorts. I'm outside, thighs out, backwards.
So basically what you're saying is, when going outside,
yeah,
fellas, make it a point.
Make it a point.
Thighs out.
Thighs out. For the fellas who do legs. Now, don't be out there.
Hey, if you don't ever do legs. If you don't ever do legs, and legs ain't your thing, fellas.
Cover them toothpicks up, big dog.
You know. Mm-mm. You know.
I would like to think that, to be honest, the Hoochie Daddy short season is probably more so for the big guys. I feel like Hoochie Daddy shorts is continuation.
Hoochie Daddy shorts are definitely for.
It's continuation for Fat Boy Fall.
No, it's not. It's a continuation for the athletically built brothers like myself.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Y'all be having too much room in y'all shorts.
It ain't for y'all to have y'all hocks out.
We gotta have it. It's for the big boys.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's
a thick thigh brothers.
Nah. That stop ain't jumping.
Nah.
They still on wind stop. They still on wind stop.
All my thick thigh brothers. This is our season.
Hey, look.
Let them ham hocks hang, baby. It's for the thigh thick brother.
Hey, we letting
the thick thigh brother.
We gonna have these king crab legs out.
God, look at that. Look at that.
These king crab legs.
Ladies, that ain't what you want. Look
what?
At that.
What you mean to be looking what?
Look at yeah.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Just cause you slap your leg like a sumo wrestler.
Thick thigh brother, this is your season. Walk amongst it, men. Walk amongst it.
You know what? It's all gravy. We know who run it.
Bro, don't be upset because you're not thick-thighed.
I don't want to be thick-thighed.
Everybody wants to be thick-thighed, bro. Even white girls copy the black women workouts to become thick-thighed.
I want
to
be tone-thighed.
Nah.
They like that, too.
Yeah, debatable.
Huh?
Debatable.
What's up?
Debatable.
Pick a chick up and squat her.
Now, with a thick thigh, you know we can do that because we got to walk around with our big ass all day. So, you know we can add a little bit more.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Big strong.
Nah, y'all might be on that ground.
Stop the cap. Last few hits.
Last few hits.
Dog. First of all, man, let's just go ahead and address this real quick. I hate the damper to move, but we got to adjust it down there in Texas. The people got it. They got to get it together. The senators. Congress, everybody, we got to get it together, yo. Fuck the left, fuck the right. Nigga, I don't even care if we just get rid of guns, period. And I'm a proud gun owner.
What's up?
Yeah. And I'm a proud gun owner.
What's
gun
up?
Gun owner.
Yeah.
But shit, if it's going to do all this, get rid of them all.
Hey, what's
fuck
up?
Fuck it.
What you need them for like that all in anyway?
Fuck it, man. Fuck it, man. Prayers to the families.
Yeah.
Sorry for the families. I mean, can I? I know I can talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm low-key getting numb to it, bro.
Because
we've witnessed it that much in our life.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. What he did was so bad, man. I don't see how you can get him. Nah. Mm-mm. Man.
Leave the kids alone.
What?
It used to be a code.
What's up?
It used
still
to be
is.
A code,
still
right?
Is. Ain't no use.
It's still a code?
Is. Yeah, it is.
Women and children are off limits. Women and children are supposed to be off limits, bro. Like, you don't, come on, bro. These are educators, bro. You can't tell me you woke up this morning and didn't think somebody was going to shoot up an elementary school. That's supposed to be the safest place. I saw a post my boy Manuel put up, the speaker, I think it's his name, the speaker, for ex-football player. In our day, we was taught tornado drills.
Yeah, tornado
hurricane
drills.
Fire drills.
Yeah, yeah. Now they have
shooter
drills. They have
active
shooter drills. Active
shooting drills.
That's wild.
In the middle of class, this is a drill. Active shooter. That is insane. Leave the kids alone, man. Prayers up. But I just had to get that off my chest. We had to address it.
So you just go drop it on me and then just try to.
I just. We got to address it, bro. We have to address it, bro, because it's fucked up. It's not right. And prayers up to them families, man. It's just not right. It was just, and it was on my heart, bro, because I have yet to address it. Like, I made a story post, but I'm still processing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the type of person, I don't know about you, but when something bad happened, I don't run to the video. I know you may do because you're in radio and you need to give the full experience, your full opinion, because, you know, in your job, your opinion is very valued. You have your fan base.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, bro, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. It'd be a while before I watch any video that done went viral with some dark shit. I don't watch it on site.
No,
bro. I'm talking about I avoid that thing. I may watch it a month, 2 months later. To this day, I still ain't never watched George Floyd shit all the way through. To this day. That ain't my thing, bro. That ain't my thing. I don't like, you know, as positive as we are, as much joy and light as we give off, I don't need to see that. I know it. I've experienced it. I've lived it. I've been police brutality. I've experienced my own situation with the cops. We've been together when we've experienced it. I've had a cop call me an N-word, boy, all of it. I've experienced it all. So I don't need to see it to know that it's there. You know what I'm saying?
Know it's there. Last few hits.
We love y'all, man.
I'm just waiting to see where he goes next.
Listen, who gonna win the whole thing? Who gonna win the whole thing, man?
Huh?
Who gonna win the whole thing? Basketball.
Golden State.
I believe so too. I don't want it to.
What's up?
What?
What do you mean you don't want to? What you mean?
I don't want to win. Who's left?
Who you want to win it?
Boston. I don't like Boston because of the history with Boston, but I like Jason Tatum. I like JT.
But Steph Curry from Charlotte, North Carolina.
He went to school at Davidson. He don't claim Charlotte. He was born in the same hospital as LeBron. He's from Ohio.
No, he does claim Charlotte. He grew up in Charlotte. He
long as his daddy played for the team.
Huh?
How long did Dale Curry play for the Charlotte Hornets?
He went to high school in Charlotte.
He went to high school in Charlotte.
Yes.
West Side?
Huh?
Is he Westside?
No.
Steph ain't even Westside.
This was stupid, man.
Golden State probably going to take the whole thing. Golden State probably going to take the whole thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That's what I said.
I really do. They just seem unstoppable. Everybody was on Luka.
I said it this episode, too, so y'all remember this.
What you going to do if they win? You're not even a Golden State fan for real.
Nah, but I want Steph to win it. What you mean?
Everybody's so connected. You a Steph Curry fan?
Yeah, I'm a Steph Curry fan.
You have any Steph Curry 30s?
Huh?
Do you have?
Why we got? Well,
no.
I can be a fan and
this
not get his shoes.
This
can be addressed.
Because majority of time, Jordan, you can vouch for this. Majority of the time, if you're a fan of,
now I'm a Jordan fan.
Can I finish? Majority of the time, when
admit that I'm a Jordan fan.
Can I finish?
Admit it.
Can I finish? Is it okay if I finish?
Will you admit I'm a Jordan fan?
Majority of the time, when a person is a fan of someone, they have their shoes or type nailia or a sweatsuit or something.
This guy.
Drake, I've never seen you rock Under Armour anything.
I have Under Armour workout gear.
I haven't seen it.
You don't live in my closet.
I'm
either,
just saying.
Do
I'm not, no, whoa, whoa,
whoa,
big
yeah.
dog. Don't get mad at
big,
me.
Big dog,
saying.
Big dog. Don't be. No, hold on.
I'm just saying. I don't see. Okay, what's Steph Curry's shoe out right now?
So you like Jason Tatum?
Yeah.
You got any of his stuff?
He signed a Jordan brand.
Do you have any of his stuff?
I can't get them because he got shoes at Top on their own. You know they sell out.
Thanks.
Is Steph Curry's shoes always available?
Huh?
Is Steph Curry's shoes?
Are they available in the store?
Are the Steph 30s always?
You don't know. The kids love Steph. You don't know.
There's no kids wearing Steph in the streets. They might play it for the high school basketball teams have them, but ain't nobody playing in those Steph's. Like, just wearing them out of class. You can't. Yeah, I'm a LeBron James fan. I have LeBron James shoes. I'm a Charles Barkley fan. I have Charles Barkley shoes.
I'm a Jordan fan. I have Jordans.
Yeah, but where's your Steph Curry?
I'm a Jordan fan.
But where's your Steph 30s?
I'm a fan of a lot of other stuff, too, in like other players in the NBA. I don't have the shoes.
Who?
Well, I do have one pair of KDs.
You see what I'm saying?
I have two pair of KDs.
Okay.
I have two pair of KDs.
And you used to work. You like Kyrie?
But they do too much with the colors.
Do you like Kyrie?
I like Kyrie.
You had Kyrie's.
I still have a pair of
Kyrie's. Okay. I still got my Kyrie's,
too. Those first Easter Kyrie's.
I got my Kyrie's ones and twos upstairs.
I still have the Easter Kyrie's. I still have those.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean.
You're not making a good case.
What is your point, though?
No, I'm just saying.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You're not a ride or die because you ain't got no Steph 30s.
You don't have to have the shoes. You want me to go ahead and just say it?
I want you to have.
The shoes are ugly. Okay? Let me go ahead and say it.
That's all.
What's up?
That's all I wanted, y'all.
His shoes are ugly.
What's the truth?
His shoes are ugly.
Just the truth?
You like the way Kawhi Leonard played, but you don't like you're not going to get the New Balance.
I don't like Kawhi Leonard, so I'm not getting the New Balances.
Well,
I like Paul George. I get the Paul Georges.
You don't have any Paul Georges?
None.
Exactly, but you like Paul
George. No. Matter of fact, I do. I do have a part. I have the Giannis. I have the Giannis's.
That's right. I have a Giannis sweatsuit.
Boom. You like Giannis?
Yes.
But do you have a Steph 30 sweatsuit?
Huh?
Do you have a Steph 30?
I don't think he has.
Do you have a Steph Curry jersey?
Huh? Come on, bro. Damn, you own me. Pause.
Well, shout out to all y'all fans, boy. Y'all ride or die, don't they? JB, they ride or die, don't they? Ain't got a lick of Delia. The only thing you see Golden State is the TV.
You ain't got a look, bro. You ain't got to have it.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
If you a fan, you got to have some type of team that they play for.
I was a fan of him when he was in college.
Do you have a Golden State hat?
Huh?
They got the same color.
I'm not a fan of Golden State like that, but they do be balling, though. I like how they be balling now.
Right.
But no, I don't have.
Yeah, but Steph's your guy.
What you mean, like, my guy?
That's your
what
guy.
You mean,
like, he's that's my your guy. You just said he's your what guy. You Charlotte.
I didn't say he's my guy, but I mean, I'm a fan of Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph, yeah. That's your guy.
See, you trying to make it something.
I'm not trying to make it out of nothing. See, JB, am I trying to make it out of nothing?
And that's the nigga shit in it. Why are you bringing somebody else in it that ain't got nothing to do with it?
He's been here since January.
But listen, he's making it something that's not in it, JB.
Hold on, what's
I'm that? A fan, JB. That's it. JB won't answer because he knows it's some bullshit.
All right. Last few hits. You already know what the fuck going on.
All right, bro. I see what you're doing.
I'm trolling.
Hey, bro.
I'm trolling. Am I trolling? I ain't trolling.
You are trolling.
I'm not trolling.
This is like real life trolling.
I just came from vacation.
You did?
No, that was work.
It was work? You came from vacation?
Yeah. That was work.
Did you have your feet out?
Absolutely. Feet out. Petty on site. What's up?
Hit your feet out?
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Every day?
Every day.
You never went on the beach with socks and sandals or socks and slides?
I didn't go to the beach.
Didn't go to a beach or nothing?
The beach was kind of far from the resort, the way they had it set up.
You went to the pool with feet out every time?
Yeah.
Word. You got in the pool, no t-shirt on?
You know me.
I'm just saying, big boys like to get in with their t-shirt
on. Not your boy?
I'm just saying.
Matter of fact, you know what's crazy? I see a lot of skinny niggas sometimes in the pool with a shirt on.
Quit tripping, man.
No, hey,
bro,
for real.
Bro, you've been trying.
You've been trying
to beef with us the whole episode.
No, yeah. I really saw a couple of dudes when I was out there. They was like, I was like, why? I wonder why they got a t-shirt on. But it, because, like, some people may burn, so they keep the t-shirt on or whatever, some kind of, like, it was one dude that was like a wet shirt, like a shirt made, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, what you mean, like a tight shirt? Like one of them, like them scuba diving shirt?
Yeah, but it had the sleeves out.
But they had the sleeves out?
Yeah.
It was just.
Yeah. No, I had the sleeves, but they weren't long.
Oh. All right. Hey, bro, you got a problem with
I got a problem with
slim dudes or something, bro, because you keep coming at us now.
No. Tell me. I ain't got no problem. Some of my best friends are slim.
Chill out.
Last few hits.
Last few hits. Hey, bro.
Uh-oh.
I was thinking about, you know, in the black culture, black movie culture.
Ooh.
Huh?
Talk to me.
What are some characters that are just timeless?
Pookie.
Boom. New Jack City. Smokey.
Pookie.
Smokey from Smokey, Friday.
Smokey's.
Smokey is.
Smokey's top two.
You got to say Craig and Smokey.
Debo.
Debo is.
He will forever be.
Debo will forever be.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
He will forever be Debo.
Yeah.
What about Blank Man?
No.
Not timeless?
No, not timeless. Boom. Yeah, if you know, you know.
Randy Watson.
I got to say timeless. I got to say Randy Watson is timeless.
Randy Watson.
I got to say Randy Watson.
It's timeless.
It's timeless.
Yes, everybody know Randy Watson.
Everybody should know Randy Watson.
Randy Watson is timeless. I got another one. Now when I drop it, immediately timeless.
Come on.
Stacy.
Stacy?
Yeah.
Stacy from
the wood.
From the wood?
Yes.
Stacy from the wood.
Stacy, bro. Is timeless, not timeless? Timeless?
I don't know about timeless.
My sister tell you can't keep your motherfucking hands to yourself.
I know, but I don't know about timeless though.
Stacy's not timeless. He's forever Stacy though. Stacy's right now on Snowfall.
Doughboy, timeless. Boys in the Hood.
Not over Stacy.
Not over Stacy.
No.
Doughboy's definitely timeless.
Not over Stacy.
Over Stacy.
Not over Stacy.
Well, now we're gonna beef this out. Now look, this is gonna be a beef.
Boys in the Hood is one of the movies.
Look, Doughboy.
Boys in the Hood is
Doughboy.
Boys in the Hood is one of the movies, if you know it. The same.
Be quiet.
Ass,
no.
The same as Baby Boy.
No, no.
Yes, those are movies, if you know.
No, you said Baby Boy.
Yes.
You putting Boys in the Hood and Baby Boy right there together? Like, no, look. Because Dope.
Okay, what do you put? What do you put?
It's Jody.
What do you put
hold on,
Belly?
Wait a minute.
What do you put Belly?
Hold up,
what do you put Belly?
Huh?
What do you put Belly?
You throwing the movie or you throwing the character? Look, we're throwing characters.
I'm throwing the movie at that. We're talking about movies.
No, we're not. We're saying timeless movie characters. That's it. We're not throwing the whole movie. See, you cheating.
How am I cheating?
You cheating because you're trying to say Stacy was more timeless than Doughboy.
You're telling me the wood is not as big as Boys in the Hood.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
so
the
more
character
people, more
of,
people would know
the
Stacy.
Character of Doughboy is just bigger and better than Stacy was.
Very opinionated. We can agree to disagree. And I like Boys in the Hood.
You threw Baby Boy out there too. Who's more timeless, Jody or Doughboy or Stacy? I'm going to have to go Jody.
Jody.
Shit.
Come on, Yvette.
I got to go Jody. Jody's more timeless. Jody
goes above. Because I love you.
That's right.
He was toxic before Future.
Yeah.
Brr. Jody was the first toxic Negro in movies.
Brr.
Is he first? There's been a lot of toxic. But Jody was up there. Jody was up there.
Ricky Bobby, timeless.
Ricky Bobby is timeless. Because if you ain't first,
you're last. Okay?
Will Ferrell does not get the credit that he deserves.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell is even loved by the black community. Mm. Like, how can you not love this motherfucker? He's so fucking funny, yo. Ricky Bobby's timeless. The Catalina Wine Mixer.
It's not timeless.
Lil Wayne had Catalina Wine Mixer in one of his mixtapes. That's how big Catalina Wine. That's how big Catalina. The people in the, we didn't even know, black people didn't know what a Catalina Wine Mixer was until that movie. We didn't even know if that was a real thing or not. The Catalina Wine Mixer is timeless. You cannot take that away.
Ike and Tina are timeless.
To a certain generation.
Wow. That means it's not timeless.
It's not.
Quit tripping.
A lot of younger people don't know anything about Ike and Tina. That's not one of the movies people specifically put them on, because it's such a dark movie.
Mm.
It's such a dark movie, bro. That's not one movie that they pass down. That's not a movie they get passed down.
Mm. Don't.
You know what I'm saying? I would throw it out there. Day Day, timeless.
Timeless.
Day Day is not timeless.
Timeless.
You took a minute.
Pinky. No.
The porn star.
No, see? Right there, right there on Friday. Pinky from Friday. Pinky.
Oh, timeless.
See? Nah, you see, you say no.
I was just playing.
I was just playing.
Pinky timeless. It's Pinky. Nigga.
Is?
Yeah. Right. I got a wife. I got a motherfucking. No, he was. I got a girlfriend. I got a motherfucking wife on the side.
Mister from Color Purple.
She's timeless to you.
Huh?
He's timeless to you.
What?
He's timeless to you.
That nigga is rude.
Why do you love The Color Purple so much? It's such a dark movie.
It's dark.
It's such a dark movie.
It is, but it's, I mean, it aged well. Last few hits.
Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze?
That's his name? No, Frozone. Where's my Frozone? Super suit?
Frozone. Not timeless.
Not timeless.
Not timeless.
Incredibles, not timeless.
Yeah, but you're throwing the whole movie and trying to suck me in that way, and you keep getting me. I swear,
you will watch. Watch Incredibles right now as a grown man.
I would right now.
As a grown
man. Like if I was flipping the channels
right now, you would watch Incredibles. Through,
and they said, "Oh, boom! Incredibles on that station, Bob. I hit it.
Yes,
I would. I would.
Timeless.
You keep throwing the movie." This
with
guy.
The character.
Yes,
with
you
the
do.
Character.
You keep throwing the movie with the character and it keeps sucking me in.
G-Baby.
Some would say G-Baby's timeless. That wasn't one of my movies.
It was.
Okay. Throw the movie. God.
You going to take that away from G-Baby. Hey,
Some would say. Some would say. Some last few hitters out there probably yelling right now, oh, G-Baby timeless.
G-Baby timeless, bro. Just throwing it out there, man. It's a lot of timeless. And we ain't even broke into the goddamn, you know, the Tay D's and the Brown Sugar eras of them. There's some timeless in there, bro. There's some timeless in there. Khadijah James. Maxine Shaw, attorney at law.
Mm.
Out of that show, who's timeless?
It's between Khadijah and Maxine.
Maxine. Take Martin out. Martin, timeless.
Hmm?
Take Martin out on the cast of Martin. Who's timeless?
Take Martin out.
Martin don't count. Who's timeless? All right, look, Pam. After, and don't get it wrong, Gina. We love everything from My Wife and Kids, but Pam.
Yeah. Pam was the funniest. Mm.
Shanae.
It's timeless. Shanae
the character.
Is Shanae timeless?
Shanae's timeless.
Burn. Hold on. We about to have a debate now.
Who's timeless, Shanae or
which character from Martin is the most timeless?
You like the Jerome.
I go Jerome, then Dragonfly Jones.
Well, okay, what's Martin number one?
I don't know.
Moment?
Hustle Man might be right there at three.
Hustle Man's one, bro.
Got one.
Hustle Man is
one.
Well, he's not over, bro man. Jerome. Not over Bro Man.
Dang, Bro Man two.
Bro Man
three.
Otis!
Look, okay, hold on. I don't know if I go Otis or Jerome first.
Hercules.
Who?
I just threw that out there.
What do you mean? Why you throw that one out there?
Is that timeless?
Nah. Nutty Professor?
Nutty Professor, is it timeless?
No. Look, back to Martin.
Wow.
But look, he threw Otis out there. Hold on.
Otis.
Otis first.
Bruh Man second. Yeah.
I say Jerome second. You got to go Jerome second.
Was that not a segment in almost every other episode for some seasons?
You got to go Jerome second, though.
Bruh Man is the one who took the stereo. When he did the New Jack City scene, Bruh Man took the stereo.
Jerome the one that was supposed to get the tickets for Gina and Pam that time.
Take Jamie Foxx out of it. Who's timeless?
Braxton.
Nah, the uncle.
Braxton Hartenbrink.
The uncle.
No.
The uncle done been in everything.
Lies. No.
Uncle Junior, he's still in shows today.
Braxton is too. Braxton in movies and stuff. No.
Hartenbrink?
Yes. His character.
He wasn't an OG movie back
his character
in the day.
Was
he wasn't an OG movie
I saw,
back
yeah,
in the day.
I remember that movie.
Yeah,
I remember that movie.
Who's other time? Y'all put in there characters that are timeless, not the movie.
Characters, not the movie. Characters, don't do what he's doing. Jesus don't Christ. Do what he's doing.
Last few hits.
Last few hits.
Check out the merch, man. Wash your hands before you roll up.
New merch.
Roll this shit. Like that shit. Watch this shit.
Merch.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck with it. Shouts out to the All Deaf Cannabis family. We working, man. I'm not sure when this come out, but be on the look on the Big Baby Tour. I got Chicago coming up, Greenville, South Carolina, Jacksonville, Florida coming up, Raleigh, North Carolina, just back home. Just book something else, too. God is good. MTV Tell Awards, be on the lookout, June 5th, live. I'll be there. Red carpet, baby.
Tell them. We out.
Love y'all. Characters, bro? Damn, we could have went on for another 30 by now.